We're talking with Billy Cook, of course, the head of the Division of Agriculture at the Noble Foundation out of the Ardmore area. And Billy, you had the opportunity to talk a little bit about some of the things that your group is already doing when it comes to some high-tech solutions for agriculture. You've already embraced precision agriculture in a lot of different ways, haven't you?
Yes, sir. We sure have. We're going to have to utilize technology as we go forward. Our producers need every opportunity and every advantage that's out there. And I think that we tend to overlook technology to a point, and then when we do introduce it, we don't introduce it in a way that a producer realizes the value. So we're very interested in technology. In fact, we're anticipating starting a new program that's looking strictly at application of technology for producer solutions.
You talked about this smart ranch concept. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, we have to emphasize it's a concept at this point, right? But the idea being, gather as many technologies as we can, deploy them on a farm, and then take the information or data that comes out of that to convert it to information and decision support that will help you make decisions on a farm. Things that can replace labor, they can replace other costly inputs or measurement or time that it takes to make measurements and make decisions. And use sensors or sensor-based technology to do some of that for us.
I know that, of course, your group has a special emphasis when you talk about beef cattle industry and working with cattle producers. And you've done some very interesting applications and various bits and pieces of technology to try to help them measure their animals better.
Yes, sir. We've got a collaboration with GrowSave Incorporated, a Canadian company, and their expertise is in individual animal intake measurement in a concentrated feeding situation, and then frequent body weight estimations of cattle. And we've been working with GrowSave now probably 5 years. And typically GrowSave's worked in a feed yard environment, a confined feeding situation like bull tests, things like that. What we're trying to do is take that technology and apply it to a forage-based production system, because that's what's meaningful in this part of the world for our producers is forage based. So we're able to get a very good estimation of daily body weight of particularly stocker steers on pasture. You know, in the past, you knew what they weighed when you put them on and what they weighed when you took them off, and typically you took them off based upon the forage response, not necessarily the animal response. So some of the work that we're doing now let us realize that with 1 year's data, and it's not analyzed yet, but it looks like we can leave those cattle on small grains pasture much longer than we thought without detrimentally hurting body weight gain. So just one snippet of some of the information we're gathering that may have application to our producers.
Where do you see something like the UAV stuff that we're talking about today? How could those aerial snapshots of agriculture, how can they help us?
Well, I think the most simple way to look at it is for a producer to look at the value he gets out of an aerial map. You know, nearly any producer you go to, first thing you do when you talk about their place is look at their aerial map. And like I say, it may be 15 or 20 years old, but it gives them the best overall view of their place they can get. If we think that we could update that regularly and see, just visually see the aerial impact of some of the management practices we're doing right or wrong, then I think that immediately has impact for a producer. You think that I can send my UAV up today and get an aerial of this pasture, that's pretty good stuff. And I think it has visual impact and economic impact for a producer. But then as you evolve, I think that, inventories, knowing that all the cattle are where they're supposed to be, that's pretty easy to do with this. I think has great application in prescribed burns. I think that's an area that it could really enhance that from a safety perspective, and then correspondingly a producer adoption and a general public adoption of that practice.
So a bird's eye view has got a lot of value.
Absolutely it does. And then I think we all know that. We just don't get that view very often, and this would speed that up for us quite a bit.